wish that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels expected to appear as a witness today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. She claims she had an affair with Trump before he ran for president. Prosecutors say he falsified business records with payments to keep her quiet. He denies ever having a relationship. ABC's Erica Tursky says Monday a Trump Organization bookkeeper showed allegedly phony invoices and ledger entries.
On cross-examination, the defense suggested these were legit legal expenses because Michael Cohen was Trump's lawyer. And they asked the bookkeeper, you never had any reason to believe President Trump was hiding anything? She said no. Prosecutors say they have about 2 weeks left before they rest their case.
Still some hope for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, even after Israel sent military forces into the city of Rafah, which the U.S. urges Israel not to attack. One person killed by severe weather in Oklahoma. There were 16 tornadoes reported across six states. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Justice released new information about the shooting near the Mount Horeb Middle School that happened on Wednesday. According to the DOJ, just after 11 a.m., a witness called 911 reporting someone heading toward the middle school with what seemed to be a long gun. The Mount Horeb Police Department responded and found the person east of the main entrance to the school. The suspect was then told to drop the gun, but allegedly did not, pointing the weapon at police officers. Officers then opened fire, shooting the suspect. The suspect, who officials previously stated was a minor and a Mount Horeb student, died on the scene. The weapon was found to be a Ruger pellet rifle. No one else was injured, and the officers involved were put on administrative leave. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into this evening. One or two of those could be strong to severe. The overall risk is generally low, but be weather aware today just in case. 70 the high tonight, 50 tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7
8:03. If we played Eagle Eye Cherry, we're definitely playing Nana Cherry today. I love it when they celebrate a birthday.
Who's that gigolo on the street with his hands in his pockets and his crocodile feet hanging off the curb, looking on the surf at the boys from home? They all came running, they were making noise, manhandling toys. That's the girls on the block with the nasty curls, wearing padded bras, sucking beer through the straws, dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours?
Good. looking good, hanging with a wild bunch, looking good in a buffalo stance, looking good when it comes to deep punch, looking good to state of mind, don't look behind you, state of mind or you'll be dead, state of mind may I remind you, about the face, rock this place, what is he like, what's he like anyway, yo man, what do you expect, the guy's a gigolo.
Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Jesse's Girl. There was Rick Springfield. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 8. And, you know, Finn, every time I listen to that song, it just does not escape me that Rick Springfield was not a very great friend. He truly wasn't if you listen to the lyrics of Jesse's Girl. Just saying.
I mean, he wants his girl. I mean,
he does.
Come on.
He does. You know, sometimes you know the situation is right. And Rick was not giving up without a fight. That's for sure. Hopefully he and the buddy stayed friends after all of that, because we know that was actually written about a real life situation in Rick's life. So there you go.
He seems a little obsessed.
He does.
With Jesse's Girl.
He does.
What if Jesse's Girl was Nena Cherry? Then would they have to do the Buffalo Stance together?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They definitely would. And then they would have to save Tonight with Eagle Eye Cherry the same time. Those are some really interesting titles for songs, by the way, though, when you start thinking about it and putting them together in actual stories. It works. It does work, though. It's still raining out here on Goose Poop Pond. Like, it sprinkles for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it just breaks out raining again. This line of rain and, stronger rain, a little heavier rain, I should say, going through for most of the morning. This is a line that basically extends from way up north all the way down through most of Illinois and Iowa this morning. And it's just kind of trucking its way through. That's what it's doing. So hopefully it's not as long lived as it feels like it's going to be right now. We got dog walking to do, Mother Nature. Yeah. We have dog walking to do. Aspie does not take kindly to drops on her head. You do not understand how this is going to go. Now, I want to talk about something that I found very intriguing this morning as I was doing a little prep. Do you remember Google Glass, the smart glasses that people were talking about like 10 years ago as the next big thing? Yeah, but then they fizzled out. They were eventually just discontinued. Well, people are now listing things that were once hyped as the next big thing, but never even got close and have basically vanished. This is a thread that is over on Reddit right now. So we've got some really good ones on this list. So we're going to run through it here this morning. Besides Google Glass, we also have Google Plus. Remember that was like Google's own version of a social network, and it was supposed to rival Facebook?
Yeah,
Didn't quite work out. Any of that stuff. Now, I kind of wish it had, because would that have meant that Facebook maybe had to get itself out of the gutter and maybe pick itself back up a little bit? I think it probably would have, but no, we just never got the chance for any of that to happen. And now we have, you know, fake news running rampant all over social media. It's a good time. The metaverse is another one that was supposed to kind of take off and then just never did. That was Facebook's alternate reality virtual space. Now, I'm not going to say that one's completely out of the loop yet, right? This is what Mark Zuckerberg decided to do when Facebook was getting such a bad rap, right? And so they went through and they decided they were going to change their name from Facebook and they were going to call themselves the metaverse and all of this kind of stuff. So I'm not going to say, though, because it's Mark Zuckerberg, right? And letting technology kind of catch up with thoughts. I'm not going to say the metaverse is completely dead yet, but we'll see.
Still a possibility.
I feel like this could still be something that we see rolled out even bigger in the future, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Mark Zuckerberg was just saving face at the time, too. If he would blink, then we would know he was human and it would be fine. Right. 3D televisions, another thing that kind of came and went. 3D movies, another thing. Now, you can do this in theaters, but I think the problem with the 3D TVs is the price tag. Nobody wanted to pay that to bring them into their homes, right? And who wants to sit and watch your TV with your special glasses on
all the time? No.
Right, plus there's special production and things that goes into those 3D movies, and not every movie company and every filmmaker was willing to do that. So you only had a select few, and it was just kind of a wash from the start. HD DVD, it lost out to Blu-ray in the mid-2000s. Before that, you had Betamax. Oh, Betamax. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. But no, I remember HD DVDs, and then, of course, Blu-rays came along, and everybody's like, wait, what's that? Toss of the shoulder, and you move on to the next big thing, right? So, and Blu-ray stuck around for a little bit, at least. Quibi was another one that people are talking about over on this Reddit thread. It was a streaming platform that focused on short-form content. You mean like YouTube? I, you know, TikTok maybe? I don't know. Those are kind of the things that come into my head. So basically, it looks like Quibi just kind of, you know, vanished and became the source for all of these other short form contents that we have out there. NFTs is another one that they're talking about over on this Reddit thread, particularly the digital photos that were selling for really big bucks. That was so big for such a long time. It felt like we were talking about it for a while. Yeah. But I mean, it was, I mean, in the relative, you know, kind of timescape of the world, it was pretty fast. But at the same time, it was a really big thing there for a few months. And everybody was trying to buy NFTs. Everybody was designing their own NFTs so that they could sell them for a mint. Some went for like 10 cents and others were selling for 10 million. So I guess take your pick. The two-wheeled Segway personal transporter. Oh, I remember Segways. There are still cities that have Segway tours. You can rent those to do the Segway tour. Whatever happened to those? Was it because they ran out of battery so fast, or we found out that you actually had to like balance yourself and we couldn't do that in this world?
Well, there's that. There's that. And there's you don't exactly look cool when you're on a Segway
with
There's
your helmets
really no
on
way
and,
to,
I understand that, but yeah, there you go, the Segway. So if you ever got the privilege of riding one, there you have it. They're a little harder to find, but there's still seriously some metros that have these as tours, and they're like, ooh, look at this, you can do a guided self tour of the of this city on your Segway. Nobody cares. Alestra is another one on this list, and if you don't remember what that was some sort of fat substitute, except it made people poo because it was a substitute for things that you were supposed to actually have in your body. And when you're spending a lot of time in the bathroom, chances are people don't really want to come back and buy your product all that much.
How long do you think that was around? Because I remember being around for a while.
I don't know. I'd have to look that one up. Let's see if I can find anything out about Alestra while we're sitting here talking. But that was a, I mean, there's been a lot of those like substitutes out there. And that's essentially what happened is it made people go to the bathroom a whole lot. And then obviously you weren't going to continue to use it. I mean, if you're risking the chance of pooing your pants in the middle of the day, there's a pretty good chance that you're not going to want to continue to use that, right?
No more Alestra.
So it came out in around, I'm trying to do a little quick reading. We'll see how my brain is working this morning. It came out, it was approved by the FDA in 1996. And then in the late 2000s, it lost its popularity because of the side effects.
It checks
again,
out.
Yeah. Having to poo. And so there was no more Alestra. So it was around like good 10 years maybe or so, maybe 8 to 10, somewhere in there, which seems a lot longer than it should have been if you had the risk of, you know, pooing your pants in the middle of the office. I'm just saying. Theranos is another one. This was the company that Elizabeth Holmes started that claimed that it had to develop some kind of special blood test technology where small finger prick blood could be analyzed and sent to doctors to screen you for all kinds of conditions. Whatever it was, if you remember the court case, it turned out to be a complete fraud. I mean, there is a reason why some of these things are no longer around. If it makes your bodily functions uncontrollable or it's stealing money from people, they're probably not going to last anymore. So I understand that. New Coke is another one being talked about on this list. That lasted like what, maybe a month before they had to bring their old recipe back? That was pretty ridiculous.
And you know, Coke doesn't even taste the same anymore, let alone New Coke.
Right?
Just having a Coke, it just doesn't taste the same as it did back in, say, the 80s. I don't know.
Were they using,
the formula again or
corn
something?
Corn syrup, or were they using cane sugar? I can't remember because that really does change the taste of your sodas. If you're using like an actual cane sugar versus the syrups, and I'm not sure where all the companies fall on that now. And now there's so many products out there, right? There's like Coke Zero and Pepsi Zero. Essentially you want your soda without the sugar, and I get that. There's people who do that in their diet, but think about the other stuff you're ingesting along with that. But I get it. We got to have our vices in life, right? So I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
I used to drink Coke all the time, and now it's really just kind of a special treat once in a while.
Sure.
Like, you know, maybe once or twice a year I'll have a Coke, but yeah. Because, I mean, it definitely just destroys your gut.
Right?
yeah.
Yeah, it can, like, there's some people who even get, like, stomach aches and stuff after drinking it because, well, again, who knows what we're actually ingesting. Johnny Football Manziel, do you remember him? He went as the number one draft pick. Everybody thought he was going to be, like, the next big quarterback. And then he lasted, like, what, a season and a half with the Browns? And now I'm not even sure what he's doing at this point. Microsoft Zune is another one. Even though some diehards swear by it, I'm not even sure what Microsoft Zune was. Was this just one of their different operating systems? This one feels like it escaped me again. Give me a second while I do a quick search for Zune. I'm not familiar with that one. I need my husband around. Zune? Oh, that's right. It was the MP3 player that Microsoft came out with. Yep, Zune. Oh, okay. And it was marketed by Microsoft from November 2006 until it was discontinued just 6 years later in 2012. So I was like, that tells me right there that it couldn't have been too great because I couldn't even place that. I thought it was one of their operating systems or something. Power Balance, those rubber wristbands with a holographic sticker or something inside them to improve your balance. Yeah, those sound kind of scammy, don't they? Sounds like something you give grandma so she doesn't think she's always falling or something, you know? Mind over matter kind of thing. Or you give me when I take the dog out for a walk so I don't constantly fall in the woods. It's fine. Virtual reality, according to people on Reddit, it hasn't fully vanished. It still keeps kind of trying to make a comeback, but it was never really the game changer that people were trying to make it out to be. I mean, and there's some people who literally can't do virtual reality because it's like a motion sickness thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people, you know, found fault in it because, again, it's kind of like Alestra. If your bodily functions can't be controlled while you're using it, then who really wants to do that? But I know some people love it. Some people have the consoles and the headsets at home and all of that good stuff. They go to those places that are like those virtual reality arcades and they have a great time. But there's a huge subsect of the world that can't do virtual reality because of the nausea it creates while you're playing the games. I think I'll skip it. I mean, I have a hard enough time living in my own reality and operating in my own reality, Finn, like just walking around and things. I don't need a virtual one to make myself look stupider. I'm just saying.
So how do you do when you go to see an IMAX film then?
Do you do fine. Okay? Yeah, I do fine. I don't have any trouble with that kind of stuff. Motion sickness is not really something that I worry about. Now, I will say when we were in Las Vegas, we ate dinner really late at night and I did not stick to how I normally eat. I was kind of all over the board a lot, you know, like tiramisu that night after dinner and all of that kind of stuff. You're in a real Italian restaurant. You got to kind of splurge every now and then. We get into this car and it was really late at night and I was super tired. I think that had more to do with it than anything. But this guy, like he would slam on his brakes and then he'd like hit the gas. And so it was like this lurching back and forth the whole way. And by the time we got back to the motel, I thought I was going to lose it. I absolutely thought I was going to lose it. And I was even like white. I was even pale and everything because I was doing everything I could to not puke in the back of the guy's Tesla. And so that's the only time though I can ever remember myself personally getting some sort of motion or car sickness or something like that. I do fine on boats. I do fine on airplanes. I don't usually have that kind of problem, but that was a new one for me. And I think there were a lot of different circumstances, but the guy had to learn how to drive. That was part of it. But I've done some virtual reality, like very, very limited, just to kind of test it out. I've never done like the big games or anything like that. Just kind of put on the headset to see what it was like. It didn't really bother me, but of course I wasn't doing a whole lot of movement. So I can't speak for whether or not it would bother me, but I don't really get motion sickness all that much. So the things that I don't do like rides and stuff are just because I don't like them. It doesn't really, like, you know, carnivals, it has really nothing to do with the fact that I get sick. I don't like the heights and I don't really like to go around. I have a problem going in circles. That's my big thing. But motion sickness in itself, I don't really have a problem with it. It's like going in the circles that I can't handle. If that
but
makes
no
sense?
No tilt-a-whirls or
No tilt-a-whirls. No, none of that kind of stuff. It's the circle thing that really gets me. But anything else, I don't really have a problem with. I would be the worst NASCAR driver on the face of the earth because all you do is go in a circle, and I know that would be a complete epic fail on my own part. Now, what about you? Have you ever done anything like that, though, where you've had to do the headset? Do you do the motion sickness thing at all, or
I've never tried anything like that, not like virtual reality or anything like that. I will say sometimes the IMAX experience, because they used to, I don't know if they still do this or not, but they used to show that trailer beforehand.
Yes.
To kind of immerse you into the whole experience where I think it was a helicopter shot and it was flying over buildings. I get a little woozy with that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that one's very submersive, though, too, right? Where it's like all around you kind of thing. So I kind of get that as well. But no, I'm good that way. I just, the circle thing gets me every time. Merry-go-rounds, they're my nemesis, Finn. They're not even going that fast. And then finally, as we wrap up this list of some of the things that were once a thing and no longer a thing, the Wallflowers, the band, of course, what we're talking about. I loved the Wallflowers. I was personally a huge fan of the Wallflowers. I was always kind of sad that they didn't do more. And I don't know if it's just because Jacob Dylan was Bob's son and the world held it against him or what. But I personally was always a big fan of the Wallflowers. One Headlight, that's a great song, by the way. Kind of came out when I was, late high school, early college. So I remember the Wallflowers. I could jam to the Wallflowers. Now, sure. Let's face it, they were no Rob Thomas and his entire crew. Name escapes me right now. But
Matchbox 20.
Thank you. And I was a huge Matchbox 20 fan as well. You'd never know it by this segment, but I truly was. but I loved Matchbox 20, and Wallflowers were no Matchbox 20, and they came out basically at the same time. But I liked the Wallflowers.
I think Jacob Dylan gets in the way of me enjoying the Wallflowers, like Bono gets in the way of
you too,
for a lot of people enjoying you too, because
yes.
I had to interview Mr. Jacob Dylan one time, and beforehand I had to talk to his manager, and you absolutely for any reason could you bring up Bob Dylan? You could not.
A
musical icon,
that's
a musical legend, but no.
Mm-mm. He was trying to not be a Nepo baby before it was cool to be a Nepo baby. Okay,
sure.
I'll give him a little credit for that, but sure, we'll go with that. I did like the Wallflowers, though. But yeah, maybe they came in and went out right at the right time. Who knows? But
yeah.
I'll always jam to One Headlight when it comes on the radio or if it comes on my Spotify list. Let's be honest.
Now, where are you on Nickelback then?
Oh, I hated Nickelback. Sorry, Nickelback fans. I can listen to a song or two, and then I'm kind of like, all right, done with this. Everything sounds the same, and I know Nickelback fans get very offended when you say that, but it truly does all sound the same. And so I could never really get behind Nickelback. And then their lead singer, didn't he like start dating Avril Lavigne when she was like barely 20? And then it kind of, I don't know, it kind of left a weird.
I can't keep up with all that.
Like
stuff.
It kind of left
Avril Lavigne had a big black book.
She did.
I mean,
it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth too. And I was kind of like, okay, I don't care if she's like legal or not. It's still, it's weird. It's weird because you're like old enough to be her dad. So I don't know. It was very strange for me. But no, I'll rock out to One Headlight if it comes on the radio. It's fine.
Sure. Yeah, no, they had a couple of good songs.
I was a late 90s, early 2000s kid. I was in college, living my best life at the time. I mean, I'm not too proud to admit that. We all have photos, people, so it's not just me. Let's just put it like that. Taking a look at this forecast right now, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue through this evening. 70 as a high today, down to 50 tonight, and then some sun tomorrow morning. Showers again by the afternoon with a high near 75. Right now, it is 58.
Hey, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this rainy Tuesday morning. Keep that umbrella handy. You're going to probably need it for most of today. Thank you very much, Mother Nature. And look at those weeds grow in my backyard. A little mowing on the schedule for this weekend. Here's 38 Special.
Just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling to
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:35 right now. And, you know, Finn, there are dog people in this world and there are cat people. But all pet owners can agree on one single thing, right? Dogs are much better on road trips than cats. Have you ever taken a road trip with a cat or heard of anybody who's gone through that process? It's not for the faint at heart. They don't usually
like to get in those little crates.
Nope. Cats don't really like to do most things that cats don't want to do. I can't imagine being stuck in a car with a cat who really doesn't want to be in its crate. I have friends who have cats, and when they moved and they did like a two-state move, you know, obviously driving the moving trucks, the vehicles, they had to actually work with the vet to sedate them because they just knew that it was just going to be ugly all the way around. And my friend was like, who wants to hear screeching the entire way?
Right. That's not she's pleasant.
Like, she's like, not this cat, Mom. So she was like, I'm not too proud to say that they definitely need a little help in the car. I was like, a little extra catnip. That's awesome. There she's like, go. For them or for me? Because she's like, we're all going to need it. Now, in a new survey of dog owners, 92% of them say that they drive their dogs occasionally, right? A lot of that's going to the vet or to the groomer, but not all of it is. 53% of dog owners will drive their dog to a dog park or a place to go take a walk. Yep, we do those kinds of things all the time. And 34% will even take their dogs on a road trip. Aspie's been to New Orleans. She's been to Minneapolis. She's a very well-traveled girl. Let's say that. In fact, 53% of dog owners who drive their dog say that they'd rather take a long road trip with their dog versus a family member. Oh, well, yes. Oh, for sure.
Totally.
I would much rather, like, then especially having kids in the car, especially when they're young kids. Oh, it's so much easier because the dog will lay down. They'll sit up and look out. Nobody's asking you any questions. You know, you can have a full conversation without all of like the mouthiness coming back at you.
Sometimes you get a lot of panting.
Yes.
But other than that,
it's okay. It's okay. You can deal with puppy breath. Sometimes it's better than dealing with stinky boy feet in the backseat. It's okay. 32% of dog owners say that they will bring their dogs in the cars because they sometimes feel guilty about leaving the dogs at home. It's the look they give you when you're walking out the door. It gets you every single time. Yeah. 23% say they think that their dogs don't like staying home alone. Well, no, because their entire world is surrounded by is us, right? And so they want to be where we are. That's essentially how it is. 70% say their dog is totally chill on car rides. Now, I know that your two, Sunset and Theo, don't really love to get in the car.
No, Theo is better than Sunset is. Sunset pants nonstop.
Yes. Yes, Aspie only does that when Corey drives, though. I feel like that's some sort of subliminal messaging that she's giving out to her daddy about his driving skills or how nervous she makes him, because she literally only pants when he drives. Literally, I'm not even joking. We have tested this on road trips at some point, like if he gets tired of driving, he'll be like, all right, your turn to drive. So I'll get in the driver's seat. She lays right down. She goes sound asleep, never makes another sound. We don't even know she's back there. Corey gets in the driver's seat and she instantaneously, you hear, because she's already started panting. And I'm like, see, it's just a testament to how you drive. It makes everybody nervous. And I'm kidding, because he is a very, very safe and good driver. He just, you know, sometimes makes maneuvers or things when other people are being dumb where I would slow down. All of a sudden we're changing lanes kind of thing, you know. So he does things that I would you know, just stop or wait my turn or something like that. But he makes little maneuvers and he does it very safely. I never worry about it, but obviously she does. It makes her a little nervous. She also doesn't like road noise in the car. So depending on the vehicle, she'll get a little antsier. But she overall does pretty good. And I've said this before, as long as she's got her little puppy car seat so she can see out the windows, she's awesome. She's like, I got this. I can see. Let's keep going. I get to look at things. And she's a happy camper. So she does okay. She does all right in the car.
We've been just trying to just take them for rides, you know, just to get them out into the car, because
so they
I
don't think
Sunset,
every time it's a bad trip somewhere.
Sunset always thinks it's either a trip to the vet or the groomers.
Sure.
And she hates both of those visits. So we try to just take them out for a regular ride. Maybe get them a pup cup somewhere or something like that. But
just so they can get out and go explore a little bit and understand that the world isn't as scary as it appears
sometimes. They're not always going to think that the car is going to be a bad bad trip, actually. Yes. But did I hear that some airlines are actually lightening up on their policies for taking dogs on flights?
No, it's interesting. That's crazy. It is kind of crazy because when we flew to Las Vegas, we actually were on a flight with three different dogs on it, which was even crazier to me. Yeah. And one of them was a service dog. So he was a little bit bigger. And all they do is like lay under the seat. I mean, they're just, they're incredible. The other two were not service dogs. One was in a carrier, the other was not. The one obviously did not love to travel and did not really like people, because it, on our way home from the back of the plane, you hear it. We were like, whoa, okay. And it was, you could tell it was just a small little one. But still, sometimes they've got a little bit of a potent punch to them as well. That one basically did that on and off throughout the entire flight.
Oh, no.
And we were in the air for 5 hours. So I'm not really sure if
it's a good thing or not.
Right? I'm not really sure if it was a people issue, if it was just tired of being on the plane. I don't really know, but it started before we even took off. And for the most part, they were all very quiet. The one other little one would bark every now and then a couple times when it heard Cujo in the back making sounds. And it was just these little tiny, like squeaky kind of bark. So then it would be quiet again. Obviously, the service dog, it's a service dog, so they're trained not to react to any of that kind of stuff. So that one was very quiet and just a good boy. He was just a beautiful good boy. I don't know. I imagine trying to, and Corey and I were having that discussion waiting for the plane to take off that day as we were listening to this dog in the back of the plane. I was like, can you imagine bringing Aspen on a plane? He goes, because everybody would be smothered in kisses. No, I cannot imagine bringing Aspen on a plane. She'd think everybody was gathered there just for her, just for her and her 100% love and affection. That's why everybody is sitting here right now. It is all for me. And she would be completely a pain in the behind. I can't even imagine. So maybe one day when she's a little bit older, because she's, I mean, my girl's only going to be 3 at the end of this year. So maybe one day when she's a little bit older, but no, she thinks if people are standing around her, it is completely for her benefit, not for any other reason. So I cannot imagine.
Well, I don't know how our Australian Shepherd would be on a flight. I'm not exactly sure, but if I could have taken Theo over to Ireland, he, with all of those sheep that we saw, he would have been his element. He would have been so into it.
Oh, he would have loved that. That would have been like the perfect escape for Theo. He'd still be running through those fields right now trying to herd things. Yep. That's all you got to do, Finnish. You got to find yourself a herd of sheep and a farmer who's okay with Theo out there just herding things around. It'll be fine. And some people need that. You know, they move. Sometimes these farmers move their herds from one field to another. And sometimes a dog like Theo could be very, very helpful in that task. You never know. There could be somebody out there who needs Theo's help. He'd just think he was just the best boy ever, wouldn't he? He got to go out there and like actually
so
help.
Proud.
And his flowing locks, because we know Theo has his flowing locks.
His Fabio locks.
That's right. He looked like Fabio on the cover of one of those romance novels. Look at me, kind of thing.
You're so regal, Theo. Wow.
Yeah. Aspen. You know, it's funny because Aspen had to go to the groomer yesterday and she loves, maybe it was just the groomer. I don't know. She likes her groomer, though. Caitlin and Jill are amazing with her. But there were a lot of other dogs in there, and everybody was barking all at once. And for the first time ever, I actually seen her pancake to the floor in a situation like that. And she just didn't want to move. And I was like, that's very strange, because that's not really like her. So I don't know if she knew why she was there. It's more, it wasn't so much of a groom as a health benefit thing for Aspen as to why she goes to the groomer. And I won't get into the details of that, but it's more of a health benefit for her. So, and she doesn't really love it. She doesn't really like it when it has to happen. So I don't know if she knew what was coming because they were leading her to the back room to get it done, or if it was the fact that there were all these other dogs, if it was a little bit of everything, if mama wasn't there because they took her from me.
She's just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But
they're so awesome with her. They realized right away that she was very uncomfortable. So they picked her up and carried her and talked to her the whole time. So that's when you know you got yourself a good groomer.
And I'm sure she loved that, the extra attention.
She did. Yeah. She did. And Mama always comes equipped with treats. So afterwards, she gets a lot. She gets a few of her extra special treats because it is, again, it's more of a health thing. So we gotta make sure she stays nice and healthy. And yeah. It's hard to do things you don't want to do. I understand that. Now, for Aspen, she can't do pup cups because she also can't do dairy. So unfortunately, she never gets to experience any of those. So we try to, whenever we're going to go do a treat like that for ourselves, we always try to bring something a little extra for her, though, because something she can have, because it's not fair to sit there and watch the rest of us eat something, especially when you love people food as much as she does, and then not get something in the process. So I always try to make something a little extra special that's just Aspen, just made for Aspen, so she's got something to enjoy at the same time. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes she looks at me like, you're not tricking me, lady. This is not the same thing that you're eating.
She's wise to it.
She is. She is. She's a smart little cookie. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout much of today. And then another chance for some showers tomorrow afternoon. We're going to tell you about that in more detail in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pete's Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pete's Ranch in Baraboo.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Downtown Baraboo Spring Fair on the Square. Over 150 artists and crafters from all around the Midwest will be in attendance for this event. There'll also be over a dozen specialty food vendors, the kickoff to the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, interactive children's activities and performances, plus great live music and a full day of family entertainment. It all gets started on the Square in Downtown Baraboo 9 a.m. on Saturday, May 11th, and it'll run until 4 p.m. For all the details, visit downtownbaraboo.com. Also on Saturday the 11th from 9 until noon, the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting a volunteer day. Check out the Friends Facebook page for the location and description of activities for Saturday. And a great option for Mother's Day, the Reedsburg VFW will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's $10 per person. Children 10 and under are $1 for each year of age. Come have some great breakfast favorites and enjoy this opportunity to support local veterans. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. Again, this is every second Sunday of the month, 8 a.m. until noon. That's at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Looking at some of the results from a night ago, the Baraboo Thunderbird baseball team falls to Lodi at home, 5-4 the final there. Portage gets a big 11-1 win over Poinette, and Oregon with a 10-8 win against Mount Horeb. In softball from yesterday, the T-Birds dominate Stoughton on the road, 15-2 the final in that matchup. Massive win for Portage at McFarland, 25-2 the final there. It was Sauk Prairie getting doubled up by Edgewood, 6-3, and then Reedsburg lost to Mount Horeb yesterday, 7-0 the final in that matchup. Another very busy day on tap. Reedsburg Country Club is going to be hosting an invitational featuring all the teams from the conference. 3:30 is the start time for it. Baseball for the Thunderbirds will be at Edgewood tonight at 5. It'll be the Thunderbirds against the Beavers in Reedsburg tonight at 5:45, And then soccer in action tonight for Baraboo hosting the Eagles of Sauk Prairie. Also for Reedsburg tonight, you've got a track invite that's going to be at Toma High School. And then soccer will be at McFarland tonight at 6. For Sauk Prairie, in addition to the events already mentioned, you've got McFarland in town to face the Eagles at 4:15. Baseball for the Eagles will be at Stone at 5. And Sauk Prairie softball is going to be welcoming Portage. The remaining events for the Warriors includes their tennis team. The boys going to be at Edgewood tonight at 4:15. And then soccer tonight is going to head to Stone at 6. Brewers open up the series against the Kansas City Royals with a 3-2 loss. Milwaukee actually jumped out to the lead 2-0 after the fourth inning. But then Kansas City scored all three of their runs in the seventh inning to take the victory. Bryce Wilson was great in the game. He went 6 innings for the crew, struck out 6, walked 3, and only allowed 1 hit in those 6 innings. But then obviously the bullpen blew it after that. Same two teams meet tonight, 6:40, the first pitch. Colin Wright gets the go for the crew, and Seth Lugo will be countering for the Royals. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into this evening. One or two of those could be strong to severe. The overall risk is generally low, but be weather aware today just in case. 70 the high tonight, 50 tomorrow. Sunshine in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
It's 8:52 right now. Got a text from Laura over on my Facebook page this morning, and she wanted to hear the Pointer Sisters' Fire. Well, it just so happens that it's one of my favorite songs as well. So definitely we'll make that happen here on Max FM.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire. Late at night, you're taking me home. You say stay. I say I wanna be alone. I say I don't love you, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire. You had a whole
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. That's such a good one. I love the Pointer Sisters, and that's one of my favorite Pointer Sisters songs. So thank you, Laura, for the request this morning. I think we all needed a little Pointer Sisters fire. I feel like that's one of those songs you can always use on any old day. It is, after all, one of my favorites, Finn.
Good stuff.
Hey, on this Tuesday, we have to do a little celebrating and really just try to make our way through another work week. So let's talk about our calendar days, because there are some good ones on here. And we're going to start out with one of the most important. It's National Teacher Day today. And it's also Teacher Appreciation Week this week. So thank you to all of the teachers at all levels who do what you do every single day, educating, taking care of our kiddos, and, you know, really, truly caring about them as well. So we appreciate all of our teachers, and you guys all do so much. You're not paid nearly enough. We all know that, right? And in the school systems now, everything gets a little harder, and so we appreciate all that those teachers do. Even the teachers who are doing the online route right now, who teach all of our students online and all of that, you guys are all amazing as well. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? Ooh, this is a good one. National Concert Day is also today. This is the day when we celebrate all of those live music events that we all love to go to every now and again, and, you know, see our favorite artists when we can afford them, because we all know that the prices are getting a little out of control. They keep telling me they're going to do something about that, Finn, but we'll see. We'll see.
I don't see it happening.
Did you see, though, while you were in Ireland, that the U.S. Congress is bringing in Live Nation and some of their head people to actually sit in front of the committee to talk about why these fees are so astronomical and to really point out why we have to pay all of this, because they're also starting to realize it's a little stupid. So I like the fact that even if it takes a while, that some of these entities, though, have to start actually answering the questions and really laying it out for people to understand that you aren't paying fees for any reason other than the fact that they can charge them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the only way it's going to change is if we stop buying ridiculously priced tickets.
Or they end up getting some sort of monitoring system on them or something. Mm-hmm. And if you do it to them, you're going to see probably other industries that have the same sort of monitoring system as far as what they can charge for fees and overages and you know, your facility fee and all of your taxes and your online fees. And I think if they start doing it with your concert tickets, they're going to have to make changes in other routes too. So it'll be interesting. But I do appreciate the fact that even if it takes a while, somebody is saying, okay, this is stupid. Why are we paying this? This is taking people's hard-earned money, and now come sit in front of us and tell us exactly what they're paying. At least they're starting to ask the right questions, even if it takes a little bit of
time. That's true.
You
in
know,
the interim, go see local musicians.
Yes,
go,
yes.
We have plenty of places around the area where you can check out live music.
And we have some awesome local musicians right around here. I mean, throughout the entire state, you can really take your pick and go see a whole lot of really great talent. Today is also National Tourism Day. Speaking of doing a little traveling around your own state, we know that right here in the Wisconsin Dells area, Circus World opening up for the Big Top shows on May 17th. We will see a whole lot of out of town guests coming into the area, so we always like to welcome those. It's also when I avoid the main strip of Wisconsin Dells for about 2 months. But then, you know, I'll go enjoy all of it, you know, when things quiet down a little bit. But it's good stuff. We love having people come into the area and explore all the stuff that we're lucky enough to do on a daily basis, right? And then, of course, we also have World Asthma Day is today. This was way at the bottom of my list, but we'll mention that because I know there's a lot of asthma sufferers out there. Some people a little bit more mild than others, but for some, it's actually a real real problem and a debilitation that they deal with on a daily basis. So we just want to make sure that we're acknowledging that and understanding that for some people it's a little bit more of an issue than for others. My Dexter has just mild asthma, really, really mild.